Hello, welcome to my podcast. November 9th, 2018. Democrats have rigged elections in Florida. We were bringing in paper ballots by the truckload to win. Democrats also want to start a civil war in this country. They want to get their Antifa mobs out, and they want to set them free so they can beat and try to kill Trump. Pro-Trump Americans and conservatives. This is just astounding that they would do this. Yes, they won the House, but they didn't get the Senate. We kept it. But Trump is going to go after Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and put them in jail. That's the reason why he got rid of Jeff Sessions, so he can go in and take Hillary and Obama and throw them in jail, along with George Soros, probably. And that's why the left is freaking out right now and want mass protests all over the United States. Not only that, it's a Mueller probe. At this point, I don't understand what the Democrats and the left are doing with the Mueller probe, because there's nothing there and there would never be anything there. It's just a witch hunt that they set up. It's fake. There is no Russian collusion. They're insane. They believe whatever they say, which is ironic, isn't it? The left needs to be locked away in a prison cell or a mass. They need to be locked in an insane asylum because they are nuts, like I said. And if you make up something and you believe what you make up, when you're that just makes you nuts, because you know it's not true. And yeah, they are psycho. They really need to be locked away, from George Soros up to Hillary Clinton to Obama. And that's why the left is freaking out right now, because the new attorney general that Trump is putting in is going to go after Obama and Hillary, and they're going to put them in jail where they belong. Isn't that a good thing? I mean, the left doesn't think so, but us people on the right, we actually think so. They need to be locked away. The left are the people that colluded with Russia, not the right, far right, or the right. We love America, and we would never hurt Americans. The people on the left will. They'd kill every last one of us, just so they get what they want. And they want power back. But they ain't going to get it. And I honestly think there's going to be civil war in this country, because they know that Trump's getting ready to take them down. And all hell's going to break loose with these Antifa mobs and the left going insane. So I'm not saying no lock and load, but you need to conceal carry, because anything could happen at any time. And you know what I mean, anything. These Antifa people aren't Antifa has kill squads. They're going to go door to door and kill everybody. From Trump to Vice President Pence. To Tucker Carlson, to Alex Jones. And maybe even you. So, yeah. You don't think that's possible? Well, fucking think about it. They take your cell phone data every fucking day. Every day you get into your phone, even whenever you're sleeping, they take your data. They know where you live. They know where you sleep. Obviously, if they know where you live. But you get what I mean. They can go door to door and kill people en masse on the right. The people on the left are insane. They're controlled by the deep state. People, a future of our country is going to be won through a war. And it's going to be a civil war. So get ready for it. Stack up on food. Stock up on food. Stock up on water. Stock up on everything you need. I mean everything. Because all hell will break loose soon. And if it doesn't, what do you mean if it doesn't? If it doesn't, then it will in the future. You get what I'm saying? I'm not nuts. I know what I'm talking about. And you need medical supplies. You need water. You need extra food. What, at least a couple weeks or to a couple months or a year? Supply of food, medical supplies, and water. I mean, this is just amazing how this shit's going to go down. It's going to be a war, which we have one. We have been in a civil war since 2016. The left has made us bloody, but we haven't bloodied them. Unless you want to call the Proud Boys beating on Antifa in California. Unless you want to call that. I mean, Portland, Oregon. Unless you want to call that making them bloody, but we didn't kill anybody on their side yet. But if they keep this up, that's what's going to happen. And I fear for what's going to come in the future. I mean, I can't even sleep at night sometimes. That's how awake I am. I know what's going to happen like that. I mean, I don't have to study this stuff anymore. I woke up whenever I was 16 years old. I've been awake since then. I'm 24 now, so yeah. I've been awake for a while. And if we don't, another thing we have to worry about is a world war between China, the US, Russia. Mostly be Russia and China going against the United States, Europe, and the Middle East. Israel, Syria. Well, Syria will be on Russia's side. Israel and Saudi Arabia will be on the United States and Europe's side. Well, NATO's side. So, is it the end of times? Well, you'd say so, it is. So we go, gotta pray. Pray to whoever you pray to. Pray to God. Because what's coming in the future is it's going to be bad. By bad, I mean bloody. This could all be resolved if the left would just comply with Trump. But if they do that, then everybody can go back into a trance and become asleep again. And I pray to God that that don't happen. Everybody needs to stay awake. And they need to stop these people from doing what they're doing. So that they won't ever take control again. Because I fear for what they're going to do if they take control again. God only knows. I mean, thank God they didn't try to kill us all whenever Obama was in office. I mean, they could have. Democrats had the presidency. The far left had it. Deep state. Obama was a deep state puppet. I mean, he could have did anything he wanted. And he did, but you understand what I mean. And I'm glad Trump's on our side. Isn't it astounding that the Republican side is the good side, and they didn't fund the KKK like the Democratic side did on the far left? The Republican side is pretty good. The Republican Party is pretty good. Democratic Party has been evil for since it started. I mean, come on. Deep state and all the minions. It's just ironic. And hopefully a civil war don't start. What do I keep? I mean, civil war has started already, but we're on a full-on civil war. We're not killing each other. Well, I wouldn't say that. They have. The Democratic and leftists have. But I'm looking forward to Trump putting Hillary and Obama in jail. That's where they belong. They need to go for selling in America and betraying us all, along with George Soros, obviously. But, you know, before that happens, all hell's going to break loose. So, yeah. Be looking forward for that. Because it's going to happen. I mean, they could try to rig their election in 2020 and take the presidency and get power that way, but I highly doubt it. Because they know that there's going to be another red wave. And they're going to lose. So, yeah, they could. But and Antifa was in Tucker Carlson's house the other day. They were outside banging on his door saying, "We know where you sleep. We know your kids are there," and shit like that. Trying to stir up shit. So his wife called 911 and got the police there. They were breaking his shit outside. Smashing his stuff. And that's what I'm talking about with the Antifa kill squads. This is what they do first, and then they send them in and kill you. And like I said, it's not that hard for them to get your address. All they gotta do is look it up. I mean, Google has it. Who's to say Google's not giving it to them? Google asks for your address every single day. Like I said, the left knows where you are. The FBI knows where you are. The CIA knows where you are. If the left wanted to ask the FBI or the CIA where you live or to give you your information, they will. Don't be dumbfounded. Just because Trump's president doesn't mean that there's not leftists in the FBI and CIA. And that they're not giving them information about Americans everywhere. Do you understand what I mean? Just, everybody needs to wake up. Everybody needs to lock and load. I know I said that earlier that you shouldn't, but you know what? Fuck it. Lock and load. Be ready for a fight, because that's what's coming. A civil war with the left. And it's going to be a bloody one. I mean, billions of people will die. And you got to defend your president and your country. We're all militia members. Everybody. Everyone in the United States are militia members. So defend your country, defend your president, and defend your fellow Americans. And yes, you will be going against other Americans, but the Americans are brainwashed. It doesn't make them not people. It's going to be hard to kill somebody, but if you're getting people charging at you with weapons and shit, you got to defend yourself. You don't back down, you defend yourself. Because it's coming. And you understand what I mean. Did you see that video? And did you see that video that Paul Joseph Watson put up on Twitter? The left saying that that's fake because he zoomed in. They're saying that he altered the picture. The video. They're saying that he altered the video and that that's fake. All he did was zoom in to show everybody what was going on. The left will do anything to discredit everybody. Everybody in America, even themselves. They'd kill themselves just to get where they want. It's amazing. But yeah, I'm going to do a podcast tomorrow too. Probably bright early in the morning. And then I'll do one in the afternoon. But I wanted to do this afternoon one. It's about 4:37 here in the eastern part of the United States. And it's getting dark already. I can't believe it. That's amazing, huh? Well, yeah. You know what I mean? It's almost winter, you idiot, right? But yeah. It is going to get bad. And they could try to impeach Trump, but I highly doubt it because we have a Senate and Republicans will reject it. And they need both parties to impeach him. So, I don't think that's going to happen. They could do assassination too, but I highly doubt that will happen too. And if it does, we're all screwed. Oh, man. It's just amazing how stupid and idiotic the left is and how far into the fucking devil they are and how stupid they are. I mean, whenever you worship Satan, that's what happens. You come dumb. And shit gets fucked up in your brain. That's why you need to get in touch with God and pray every day that this shit won't happen. I know I'm swearing, but I'm sick of it like everyone else is. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they got Kanye West to back off from whatever he was saying. How Trump was a good man and shit. They brainwashed him and fucking doing, God only knows. Now he's gonna work on his music now. Motherfucker, you could have did that while you were supporting Trump. Shit. The fuck's wrong with you? Now he's probably gonna say that Trump's a fucking racist and shit. Like they Like the left fucking does. You watch. It's just fucking ridiculous. I think that's all for this podcast. If you like what you hear, come back tomorrow. Because I'll be doing a podcast in the morning and a podcast in the afternoon. Remember, if you see Antifa, always watch out because they'll come up behind you and smack you in the head with something and knock you down. Or they'll beat your wife or some other stuff like that, or your children. That's how scum and disgusting they are. But anyway, like I said, I'll be making a podcast tomorrow morning and tomorrow afternoon. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a nice day. Have a nice evening/afternoon.